In Pakistan, most people would likely scoff if you told them climate change wasn't a problem but an opportunity. This skepticism stems from past experiences where they've missed numerous chances to capitalize on situations arising from problems like biodiversity loss or pollution. Instead of mitigating the social costs of pollution to save on healthcare expenses, which are nearly double, they opted to pay higher medical bills while consistently ignoring the underlying pollution issues. Consequently, they now suffer from the health impacts of pollution alongside increasing poverty levels. Few believed then, and many still don't believe now, that there's a direct link between pollution and their current predicament. Anyone concerned about animal welfare often faces the objection that human lives are at stake, so worrying about dumb creatures incapable of thought or feeling is misplaced. What they fail to grasp is that fewer species mean a weaker ecosystem, less able to withstand the impact of pollution, which ultimately contributes to their poverty. In Pakistan, a staggering 68% of the population is either unwilling to learn about climate change or completely unaware of it, beyond the discomfort of intense summer heat. Sadly, even those who are knowledgeable about its devastating consequences often fail to reduce their own carbon footprint or adapt to its effects. Furthermore, a significant number prioritize profit, exploiting the issue to gain financially through climate change services or advocacy. Consequently, efforts to promote climate action largely go unheard by the public, or if acknowledged through incentives, remain unimplemented. There's a lack of visible examples demonstrating that consistently addressing climate change can be a legitimate and profitable endeavor. This situation could improve if the demand for climate-smart products and services increases in Pakistan, as a larger market would create more jobs and earning opportunities. It is a reality that outside of a small group of climate experts, academics and activists, hardly anyone realizes Pakistan could be raking in over $2 billion annually just by tapping into its carbon credit potential. Think about it, as an agricultural nation, if only half our farmland embraced agroforestry, that alone could generate carbon credits worth a cool $1 billion. Then you've got our coastal areas and other huge swathes of plains that could easily bring in another billion. But here's the frustrating part. Setting up a system for carbon trading is moving at a snail's pace, and it doesn't look like it'll be ready anytime soon. The main issue is the lack of clarity. We can't just copy another country's carbon trading model wholesale because things work so differently here in this potentially very profitable sector.